Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. announcing it's prioritizing its weapons deliveries to foreign countries, with Ukraine a priority as it battles Russia. The White House says that will not impact arms shipments to Taiwan and Israel. National Security Advisor John Kirby also rejected claims by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. is withholding weapons shipments.
It was perplexing, to say the least, certainly disappointing, especially given that no other country is doing more to help Israel defend itself against the threat by Hamas and, quite frankly, other threats that they're facing in the region.
The U.S. delayed one shipment of heavy bombs for review over concerns it would be used by Israeli forces in operations in Rafah. Searing heat blanketing parts of the Midwest and East Coast again today, with no let-up expected until next week. And word, actor Donald Sutherland has died. The Canadian-born actor rose to fame in 1967's The Dirty Dozen. Donald Sutherland was 88. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao is in its second day. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost all trust in him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Essentia Health Foundation has received a $125,000 donation to help area families affected by childhood cancer. The donation was made by AmSoil, Inc. through the creation of the Amatuzio Family AmSoil Fund, which will pay out the $125,000 donation over 5 years. The fund will provide financial assistance to families who are experiencing hardships due to their child's diagnosis and treatment requirements, hoping to lighten the burden on those vulnerable families. The body of a missing Duluth man was pulled from the Pokagama River on Monday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old Ryan Lottie was reported missing on Friday after being last seen running into the woods following a traffic stop on June 8th on Cemetery Road. Authorities began a thorough search after the traffic stop but were unable to find him. On Monday afternoon, a search party found his body in the river near Oaks Avenue. Authorities did not share the apparent cause of his death. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willie Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willie Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the Crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
Jordan, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is Thursday, June 20th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Six now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square at the World Headquarters. A little overcast today. Nothing like the tropical downpours that we had here in Madison yesterday.
I saw somebody, when I was driving home, it was still raining very hard. Streets were super flooded. I saw somebody walking across the street through like a foot of water. Well, or maybe like 6 to 8 inches, not a whole foot, but yeah, a lot of water, wearing ballet shoes. And I'm like, oh man, that sucks.
That's tough. I saw a guy paddling a canoe on State Street yesterday. So, not really, but you could have.
You know,
on some streets you could have, and some streets you could have. So I'm glad it's not. It's a beautiful day. As far as like to walk out, it's not raining right now. Just cloudy here. Wherever you're at across Wisconsin, we hope you're doing well as well. Tomorrow, coming up on the show, our old friend Peter Rapine in with another edition of Week in Review, the wacky things that real humans do. That's tomorrow in the 1:30 hour of the show. Look, it's always a pleasure to have Peter Rapine on the show.
It really is.
It's a nice way to end the week with a little bit of a laugh. So we'll talk about that. Talk with Peter Rapine tomorrow. Here is breaking news, and there was a day, I'll freely admit, back in the day, my younger days as a Republican and a fan of radio, when I was a Rush Limbaugh listener. Not religiously, because you could not get it out in Richland Center, because we did not have streaming back in the day, and there were no radio stations in Richland Center that carried Rush Limbaugh. But when we would come into Madison, I'd turn it on the car radio whenever I could. And anytime Limbaugh had what he considered breaking news, he'd say, "Breaking news!" Do this like you know, sound of a
trumpet fanfare. Yeah.
So in Limbaugh tradition, breaking news. Scott Walker is running for state assembly. How about that? Yes. I'm not making this up. Scott Walker is running for assembly in Wisconsin this year. Can you believe that?
No.
It's true.
To Scott, I say, screw off. Go bang your head on a cabinet.
Well, stay tuned for more information. Now, this is great. The Wisconsin Examiner, who does fantastic work, they put out, and I'll get you this, Mr. Zomers, we can put this in our show notes, because this is news you can use. It's an interactive map of who's running in Wisconsin's 2024 legislative primaries. Great interactive maps showing candidates in every assembly district and the even numbered Senate districts. And when you click on it, it's fantastic. It'll show you an article and then maps. Go to Southwest Wisconsin, along the Mississippi River down to the Illinois border. In the 49th Assembly District, which I know very well, longtime Republican incumbent Travis Tranel is running once again. And Travis Tranel's opponent in the general election, because there is no primary, I mean, there is technically, but there's nobody else running, so Tranel will go through as Republican. His Democratic primary opponent is Scott A. Walker, a Democrat.
Who? So this is a different Scott Walker?
It's a different Scott Walker.
That is a really unfortunate name to have in Wisconsin.
But it's brilliant because in Grant County, in the 49th Assembly District, which is pretty Republican, you have a Democrat running as Scott Walker. I mean, not running as, he is Scott Walker. So how many Republicans are going to go on election day? And of course, in the general election, you can go back and forth. So how many Republicans are going to see Scott Walker on the ballot and say, well, I'll vote for Scott Walker?
Wow, that's... Oh, man.
I know nothing about Scott because, you know, Friar Tuck Scott Walker, our former governor, his name is Scott K, as in Kevin. That's his middle name, Kevin. Scott Kevin Walker is the former governor. This is Scott A. Walker, a Democrat, running in the 49th Assembly District.
So Scott A. Walker, I'm sorry, don't bang your head on a cabinet.
No.
It's okay. I didn't know what was happening.
This is absolutely fantastic. I know nothing about Scott A. Walker, but I'm formally endorsing him, and I'll do anything I can for him. Scott Walker running as a Democrat against Travis Tranel, the Republican, in the 49th Assembly District. Now that, my friends, is news you could use. I cannot wait to tell Trigby about this. He's going to lose it. Scott Walker runs as a Democrat in Southwest Wisconsin for the state assembly.
That's incredible.
It really is. So there, if you want to win a bar bet, say, did you know that Scott Walker is running as a Democrat? No, he'd never
do
that. I'll
bet you $3,000.
Right, right, right. I'll bet you a round of beers he does. Prove it. There you go. Yeah. If you win a bar bet, let me know. Bet your buddies at the bar that Scott Walker is running for assembly as a Democrat. And you'd be right, in the 49th Assembly District. Different Scott Walker. Scott A. Walker, not Scott K. Walker. I love the fact that the middle name and middle initials rhyme, A and K. It also shows you all of the even-numbered seats of the state Senate who are up for election this year. And again, it's a little... I shouldn't really say even because of redistricting and whatnot, some of these districts have changed, all right? So, for instance, the 14th Senate District is up this year in the middle part of Wisconsin, but parts of it used to be the 17th. It's very confusing in the state Senate. So don't necessarily follow the even odd because it's the evens that are up. But some of those districts now, you know, might have different numbers. But it's the even numbers that are up this year. So be awakened. But this is great because too often people say, I don't know who my legislator is. Or I don't know who I'm supposed to vote for. So here, thanks to the WisconsinExaminer.com, and again, we'll put this in our show notes. But you can, it's what I love about it, it's so simple to use. It's colored, coordinated. Makes it very easy. You just move your mouse around it, and you can zero in on any district, and you can find out who your options are to vote for. See, that's what we need more of, Mr. Zomers.
Easy stuff to use like that. Yeah, I did exactly. Find it, and it is very easy to use.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tom from Sauk County. Tom, always a pleasure. Go ahead.
Well, Grant County has an interesting history of this kind of issue. It was only back in 2006 that Andy Griffith ran for sheriff of Grant County.
I forgot that.
a man actually legally changed his name to Andrew Jackson Griffith so that he could use it to run for sheriff. It went to federal court in Madison. He actually prevailed, but he lost.
He prevailed on the name change and on the ballot, but he lost the election.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that was his born legal name, Scott A. Walker, or if, like Andy J. Griffith, if he changed his name to run.
No, it was William Harold Fenwick, but he changed it with this race in mind.
Which one? The Walker guy or the sheriff guy?
No. The sheriff guy.
Yeah. But I wonder if this Scott A. Walker, I did a quick search. I couldn't find anything out about him, but I really don't care. I'll do anything I can. But wouldn't it be great? I mean, if you were voting down there, well, I'm going to vote for Scott Walker. He's a Democrat. this is great, though. It's a great, again, thank you for the history that the Grant County has kind of this weird, you know, names and ballots down there.
So maybe they're just already used to being extra careful.
Right. But wouldn't you have thought Andy Griffith would have won a race for sheriff just on the name alone?
I think that the fact that it became a big issue, lawsuit and everything, and people, saw it as a bit underhanded.
A bit underhanded. So I hope those same voters in Grant County take into account when you go to the polls in November. If you couldn't vote for a guy who changed his name to Andy Griffith, can you really vote for a guy with 34 felony convictions? Right?
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Tom in Sauk County, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. These are the pressing issues of today.
Now I want Scott K. Walker to run against Scott A. Walker.
Well, I don't think that Scott K. is going to endorse Scott A.
I would be shocked if he did.
Right. But wouldn't it be great if he had like some old Scott Walker for governor signs and you just put him up for assembly?
And just cross it out with a Sharpie.
Right. Angie in Monroe. What has Angie got to say? I delivered edible arrangements once to Scott Walker. I freaked out till it wasn't him. Really? Now, see, this is great. Again, on the ground reporting from Angie, a longtime listener in Monroe. She delivered edible arrangements. I'm assuming like fruit and
yeah,
not like
fruit flowers.
Not like gummies. to Scott, I freaked out till it wasn't him. Can you imagine going to the door thinking that like the governor's going to answer the door?
Yeah, and having having the name Scott Walker in Wisconsin is a curse because
among some people.
Yeah, but I can imagine somebody named Scott Walker who is not Scott Kevin Walker orders some DoorDash from McDonald's and then somebody just like spits in it or takes a dump on it.
What? Oh my gosh, that's a little.
I could imagine that happening.
I couldn't imagine. Not that far. Come on now.
At least spitting in it.
Oh my good gravy. All right, people are eating lunch, Mr. Zombers. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll be back after this. It's the Tyler Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished.
The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, now 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later after the 2 o'clock news, our friend and colleague, Ms. Maggie Dawn, will take over these airwaves, the Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon between the hours of 2 and 4 o'clock. Maggie Dawn immediately following our show, as it turns out. Want to go back a couple of days here. We were on the road with Earl Ingram and whatnot, and didn't have a chance to talk about this yesterday, but a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Dan Bice, longtime political columnist, both loved and hated, admired and distrusted by politicians, depending upon whether Dan Bice has you in his sights. But, you know, I tangentially have been interviewed by Dan Bice back in my political days. And I will say, in my opinion, he's a fair guy because he looks at everybody and just says, well, what's the truth? So Dan Bice had a column here in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Brad Schimmel. A headline is, "I'm a judge in Waukesha. Brad Schimmel told cop of his judicial post during a traffic stop." We'll explain. Being a judge, Dan Bice writes, gets you a lot of things. Community status, cool robes, cushy hours, and a sweet pension. But here's one thing it does not get you. An exemption from driving infractions. Somebody needs to tell that to Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Schimmel, a conservative, is running against liberal Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford to fill a high court vacancy early next year. Newly obtained records and dash cam video show Schimmel, a former Republican attorney general who is now a Waukesha County judge, was pulled over by a member of the Wisconsin State Patrol for driving 78 miles per hour in a 55 zone early on June 4th of 2021, while heading north on State Highway 22 in Shawnee County. Spent a lot of time in Shawnee County. Dad and stepmom live up there. Was just up there for Father's Day, as a matter of fact. When asked by the state trooper where he was going, Schimmel dropped the name of Outagamie County Judge Vince Biskupic, saying he was headed to his cabin near the town of Cecil. The trooper then asked if there was anything else that she should know, such as whether he had a probation issue or outstanding warrants. Schimmel responded no, initially, before adding, quote, "I'm a judge in Waukesha," unquote. Dan Bice writes, good to know. The point was not lost on the cop, who wrote in her report, quote, "Driver advised he is a judge for Waukesha County," unquote. After completing the check on Schimmel, the trooper returned to his white Ford F-150 pickup and told Schimmel that she was lowering the ticket to go 70 miles per hour in a 55 zone, noting, quote, "That's what I'd do for any other person, okay?" unquote. The change knocked down the amount of Schimmel's fine from $225.70 to $175.30, a savings of $50, and reduced the points on his driving record from 6 points to 4. Schimmel pleaded no contest and paid the fine. Schimmel did not return calls or emails to Daniel Bice about the incident. Ben Gabardine, a spokesperson for Schimmel, said, quote, Brad Schimmel, like many Wisconsinites, got a speeding ticket several years ago. Several? Back in 2021? Okay. And paid the fine. And then attacked Crawford, saying, quote, it's not surprising that she and her allies will spend the campaign trying to distract voters from a record as a lawyer for left-wing special interest groups, unquote. So again, straight out of the Republican playbook, deflect from the facts and render partisan attacks against your opponent. Crawford's campaign, which was unaware of the citation and the dash cam video, declined to comment. Mike Brown, a deputy director of A Better Wisconsin Together, which is backing Crawford, accused Schimmel of using his public position to benefit his personal interests. Quote, here he is on dash cam video, name and title dropping, trying to get out of a speeding ticket, Brown said. Brad Schimmel is just about Brad Schimmel. What do you think about this? Former Attorney General and now Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel from Waukesha County, first of all, drops Vince Biskupic's name, who is also a former failed politician, who happens to about now be a judge up in Outagamie County, drops Judge Biskupic's name, and then says, I'm a judge from Waukesha. What do you think about that? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today, right now, on your Android or Apple device. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what good old Gail King, CBS, calls a deal, the Civic Media app. And again, the police officer, the state trooper who pulled Brad Schimmel over, simply says, is there anything else I need to know, such as an outstanding warrant or probation issue? Because if you're trying to, you know, again, for police protection, they want to know who and what they're dealing with. So it was a very legitimate question from the state trooper. All Schimmel had to say was no. In other words, there's no warrants for my arrest, no probation issues, no. But instead he says, no, but I am a judge from Waukesha. I'm sure it was a tone of a wink and a nod. What do you think? And here's a guy who served as the quote-unquote top cop as attorney general and now wants to be on the Supreme Court. 855-752-4842. Gene, listening to us on the tap up in Eau Claire in Chippewa Falls. Gene from Eau Claire, go ahead.
I got a few words, and that's it, and that is, it stinks to high heaven, and we don't need that kind of garbage going on anymore in the state of Wisconsin. We got it going on in our federal courts, so we really got to stand up and say, no way, Jose, we don't need this kind of garbage on our court. I'm sorry to call it like that, but that's what it seems to me. Who uses their position? Like, we should all bow down and say, oh, sir, I'm so sorry I pulled you over. I didn't know you were so important. Thank you, and you have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Gene. Have a great day. Gene from Eau Claire. It can be like Gene. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Our friend Bill McCoshin, former Secretary of Commerce under Tommy Thompson, he tweeted out kind of a defense of Schimmel. And said, oh, you know, a legitimate question is asked and he gives a legitimate answer. Well, my friend Billy Mack, I disagree. He could have just said no. There's nothing else he needed to know. But instead, he drops his judgeship. Back with more on the other side, news, weather, sports update, and then this last segment of the All Ball Show right here on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who injured dozens of people in a 2022 boating crash in Oshkosh is convicted of 14 crimes, including two felonies. Jason Lindemann crashed his power boat into the side of a paddlewheel boat full of people on the Fox River, then drove away. Lindemann had been drinking. He'll be sentenced in August. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation is looking for donations for their disaster relief fund. According to a Northern News Now report, the Northland nonprofit is raising funds to help residents in need after this week's severe storms and flash flooding. Funding from the donations will go towards things like infrastructure repair, community cleanups, temporary housing assistance, and mental health services. Donations can be made on the foundation's website, or a paper check can be mailed to their office. The Wildwoods Animal Rehabilitation Center in Duluth is looking for donations during the month of June. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization is hoping to raise about $5,000 this month to allow them to better care for the rescues they take in. Officials say that their busiest season is between April and August due to the warmer weather getting more animals out and about, especially baby animals. The organization has helped hundreds of animals from 65 different species.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Steve Martin says he doesn't like being in comedy clubs anymore because they remind him of his old stand-up days when he was starting out. Martin says when he walks into comedy clubs now, he can still taste the cheap wine in his mouth. Martin sat down with Oscar-winning documentarian Morgan Neville in L.A. to discuss his documentary, Steve, a documentary in two parts. The first part of the documentary covers Martin's days working at Disneyland and doing stand-up comedy. The second part covers his film career. It's really insightful and a great watch. Netflix is about to become more than virtual. The streaming service is looking to open up two entertainment complexes. Variety says they are being called Netflix Houses, and they will be located in Pennsylvania in a town called King of Prussia, please change that name, and Dallas, Texas. Netflix Houses will try to enhance the overall Netflix experience for consumers with pop-up live experiences of shows like Stranger Things and Squid Game. In a related story, Netflix is raising their monthly fee to $4,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to sum up the latest rulings from the Supreme Court before they end their current term. Plus, Mark Jacob and Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here on the show. Mr. Zomer's on the board. Feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sometimes you just hear something and you're like, I got to react to that. If you were listening on WMDX, our Madison station, our great news team giving an update, I know, so I'm sure for the rest of the news or the rest of the statewide network, you probably didn't hear this because I think it just probably aired on WMDX in Madison. But our news team reporting that at the Madison City Council meeting last night, which went to like whatever, 2 a.m., which by the way, let's just be, again, keep each other honest here. There are a lot of cuts on Republicans keeping the legislature in the session long into the night, doing things in the middle of the night, which is true. And when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the majority leader, he nearly put an end to all of that and said, we're going to conduct our business in the light of day. Current Republicans have gone back to these late night sessions. Let's be honest, Madison City Council meetings often go well past midnight, and they pass this stuff in the middle of the night. And of course, they're predominantly Democrats, progressives on the Madison City Council. So the Madison City Council last night passed this resolution, this plan thing. They're tearing down the Essen House in downtown Madison on Wilson Street. And I know for some people outstate that isn't going to resonate, but the Essen House is a long, long historical restaurant and pub. Their servers oftentimes dress in lederhosen and dresses out of the German culture. It's a big, they have all kinds of international and state brewery beers. It's a historical meeting spot, the Essen House in downtown Madison. And it's being torn down for redevelopment, for, wait for it, more high-end, luxury, out-of-reach, expensive apartments, and a boutique hotel, which very few people in Madison will be able to afford to stay at. And they call it progress. And look, I'm all for more housing and tourism with hotels. But once you tear down historical buildings and put historical businesses out of business, they will not come back. And as Pat Kreitlow talked about when J. Matt Nair and I were up in Amory last week, part of the reason that Pat and his wife moved eventually and ended up in Lake Wissota is they said, look, so many of our friends live in the Twin Cities, and they come out here on the weekends. We wanted to actually say, why don't we live in the place we love the most and visit the Twin Cities? Because to paraphrase Pat, so many of these communities look the same. They all have an IHOP. They all have a Starbucks. They have these national chains. And sure, I've visited those. I'm not going to say I don't. If we want to have unique Wisconsin cities, villages, and towns, we need to preserve these local unique businesses. The Essen House is uniquely Madison. And again, let's call it what it is. Democrats and progressives are constantly up in arms, and I've joined with them about Republicans being corporate. But here we have a Madison City Council who is going to tear down and destroy a Madison landmark of the Essen House. We will never come back for high-priced housing and a high-priced hotel. It's not progress, in my opinion, if you lose your local landmarks. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. What's the...
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, earlier in your program today, you were talking about Fox News lying. That's a complete violation of the whole "thou shalt not bear false witness." But then Brad Schimmel's name has come up. once again, you know, to get under, you know, to open up an old grievance against, you know, Mr. Schimmel, and then let's remember that he actually cut a deal for Scotty Jensen when he was involved in the caucus scandal. He'd actually been sentenced to go to prison for his felonies and his misdemeanor. But then, you know, he reappealed it, and they redid the trial in Waukesha County, where Mr. Schimmel cut a deal with him and made it possible for him to continue to be a lobbyist. And I imagine Mr. Schimmel takes, you know, donations from the organization that Mr. Jensen now, you know, whether it's American Family Foundation or something like that, probably gets, you know, donations for his political campaigns from that organization. And it just is, it shows a complete lack of any kind of ethics at all. And when you drop your name like that, he wanted to get special treatment by dropping his name like that. I mean, one thing that annoyed me when I was doing an audit work for the state is when some local politician would drop their name or something like this. Mm-hmm. And I go, it didn't make a difference to me, you know, if they didn't follow the dictates of the grant, you know, I was just going to go by what that said. I mean, I was not going to tolerate any political pressure at all. You know, Mr. Schimmel is lucky. If I would have been that police officer, I would have said, "You just dropped your name. That's not going to. You're going to get charged for the 78. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do you any favors," because he was doing that to get a favor, and that should have negated any favor that the officer, you know, the favor that the officer did for him by dropping it down to 70 miles an hour. Yeah. I mean, the guy just shows a lack of ethics here. I mean, that ethics is supposed to mean something. And the higher up in the food chain you go, the more ethical you should have to maintain yourself. And it just shows, you know, I'd tell this to his face. I'd say, mm-hmm. You're just an unethical SOB. And if he did,
go ahead.
If he didn't like it, too bad. I mean, that it is so, just disgusting that we, and now they're blaming, you know, the
opponent, Crawford, yeah.
The story.
So what?
She didn't do it.
Yeah, so just hang on, Mark. I just want to set it up. So, again, Mark's referring to a story we had there before the last break, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Dan Bice reporting that in 2021, video footage shows that Brad Schimmel, former Wisconsin Attorney General and now conservative candidate for Supreme Court, was pulled over by the state patrol up in Shawnee County going 78 in a 55. And when the officer asked him, when the trooper asked him, is there anything else I should know? After, by the way, he name dropped Vince Paskupic, the Outagamie County judge, say, "Hey, I'm going up to Judge Paskupic's place." And the trooper says, "Is there anything else I need to know, such as are you on probation or do you have any warrants out for you?" Schimmel said no, and then added, "Oh, I am a judge." And again, that wasn't needed. That second part wasn't needed. It's just basically asking for a favor without asking for a favor. So I agree with you, Mark. It's when I worked in politics, that was just something that I disdained. There were politicians who tried to use that, and there were politicians who didn't. And I'm thankful that I worked for ones that didn't. And it was just unnecessary, and I would call it out whether it was a Republican or a Democrat. But no, it's that's the kind of guy Schimmel is, and it's not right, in my opinion.
Yeah, thanks. It's just galling that you shouldn't, you know, that you run for public office like this. Something should be expected of public servants, and you're not supposed to be getting favors.
Yeah,
I mean that, and it's just funny. I mean, for back earlier in my career, you know, that one of the things I do, the bulk fuel purchases for some of the outfits, and at Christmas time, they all often would send a basket of cheer to me, and I go, "What the heck am I getting this for?" Because that was just how the businesses did it.
Right.
So I actually went up and consulted our lawyers, what should I do with it, because it would have cost us money just to send it back. And they said, "It's okay just to put it out there." But then right. I actually had to contact them and said, "Stop doing this. I work for the state. We're not supposed to take any favors
right.
like this."
Right. Appreciate the call, Mark, as always. Mark from the SAC, always appreciate it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gary in beautiful Sussex. Gary, always a pleasure. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I agree with pepper spray Jean from Eau Claire. All right.
No, but let's not be calling names to each other. All right. Let's keep it
what?
Civil. But go ahead, Gary.
Come on, Todd. She's the one that said that she's going to go to the and vote and bring her can of pepper spray with her, and then you told her not to do it, and then she called back 15 minutes later and said, "Well, I'm just kidding." Well, You know, sometimes the truth.
But what does that have to do with Brad Schimmel?
Well, whatever. I agree with her. Okay? And if I was a cop and somebody's going 15 over the speed limit and there's nobody around, I would give them a break.
Right.
No matter who it is. Okay? You're going 23 miles an hour in traffic. No, I'm gonna take you down and I'm going to handcuff you if I have to, if you start fighting with me, and you're going to get a ticket. I don't care if you're Evers. I'm serious. If right. I was a cop out and Evers was driving that fast, because you're being dangerous. You're taking a weapon. So I agree with her 100%. Now, I do want to bring up something real fast. What do you think about what's going on with the Democrats and saying the fake news videos, cheap fake videos?
Well, we started the show with it, and it's not fake.
Yeah, but I do.
First of all.
Go ahead.
No, we'll just set it up for people who didn't see. We started the show with, they aired it on Fox. I believe it was yesterday on the Fox News Network. They had a video of Biden at an event in the White House in which the video that Fox News aired appeared that Biden was mumbling, incoherent, and forgotten Alejandro Mayorkas' name. And then we played the actual video that clearly showed that he did say Mayorkas' name and he wasn't mumbling incoherently. Fox News, whether they did it themselves or they aired someone else's clip, they aired a clip that was clearly doctored and untruthful. That's fact.
Okay. Well, okay. I personally, I don't believe that. I've seen way too many things in the last 3.5 years of him bumbling.
But let's just stop and keep each other honest, Gary, because I always appreciate the conversation. What, when you say I don't believe that, do you believe what I just said is untrue?
No, I don't believe that Fox touched the video at all. At all.
But we played both 100%. Cuts, Gary. We literally can't obviously show you the video of it, but we have the actual video of Biden saying Mayorkas' name and what was either clipped out or somehow edited out. We actually have the video, Gary. It exists. Yeah. It wasn't recreated. Right. So it's I don't understand how you can say it didn't happen or you don't believe it when we literally have the video and audio proof.
Okay. I'm believing that they're not messing with it. I really am. I've seen way too many things in the last 3.5 years of him bumming. I'm not saying Biden's a complete idiot, you know, whatever, but he has handlers. And I don't think that he should be the president of the United States, especially what's going on with Putin and Kim down in Korea. We, you know, when Reagan was president, he ruled through power, and he made the Russians basically go bankrupt by trying to make stuff to go fight our Star Wars program that we had, which was a fake anyways.
But
you,
Gary,
know, he tricked them.
But Gary, how can you say that Biden is soft on Putin when it's Trump and the MAGA people and Ted Cruz who are on Putin's side, particularly in Ukraine, when it's proved that Trump and the Putin and the Russians are in bed together? I don't, you're a smart dude. You're a small business owner. How can you not believe your own truth?
So you're saying that there are people like Trump and other senators that are on Putin's side about invading Ukraine?
100%. They've said it. They said it in their own words. When Putin stands up and says, I'd let Putin do, quote, whatever the hell he wants when it comes to NATO and our allies in Eastern Europe, that is supporting Vladimir Putin.
First of all, we want Ukraine to be part of NATO. They're not joining NATO. If they join NATO, they have 28 countries ready to go right down Putin's throat.
But do you disagree with what I just said?
I disagree with it, what you're saying, because that's not exactly what Trump meant. I think Trump was playing mind games. No, I'm just telling you. I'm giving you my opinion, but you got to listen to it for a second. I think that Trump went out there and said, go ahead, do whatever you want. And he was saying, without saying, if you don't want to join NATO, then fine. Then you're going to get attacked by Ukraine.
We're up against the clock, Gary.
Putin.
Up against the clock. Always appreciate the call. Back with a rebuttal after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 11 minutes away from Todd's day drinking. It starts at 2:01. No, at 2:01, at 2 o'clock. Well, we got the news, and then a little weather and sports, and then we got the Maggie Dawn Show, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is coming up next. Look, we take all callers, and we appreciate the diversity of opinion, and appreciate Gary's call, as always, from Sussex. I think he's, for the most part, a thoughtful individual, but I just, and that's great that he agreed with Gene Nauclair on Brad Schimmel, but then saying that you saw or you heard, this video of the doctored Biden video that was shown on Fox is real, and it's clearly not. And to say that you don't believe that, I just don't get it. And again, I was a Reagan Republican at one point, and the whole peace through strength. But to say now that it's Biden who doesn't follow that same logic, and somehow Trump is the one who does, that's just, again, it's like watching the sun come up in the east and saying, I don't believe it. I mean, clearly, it is Trump who is with Putin, and it is Biden who is fighting Putin. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's give equal time to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, great to have you back. Go ahead.
Okay. Gary, darling, I would like you to put your worries and concerns to rest. I have never touched nor owned a can of pepper spray my entire life. So you guys have a good day, and Gary, sleep good tonight. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gene. Thanks for the call. I'm glad that we've settled this, that there was a joke at one point about pepper spray, which it was a joke, for goodness sake. We knew that. Yeah, we love Gary. It's great. We love the diversity of opinion, but there's no reason to bring name calling in. And then it just goes back and forth, right? And some people think that's fantastic radio, and the phones light up and the numbers go up. I don't think it's productive radio.
Right, to attack each other.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's productive. And what I want to do is have facts put out there and be productive and have some fun doing it, as our theme says. We try to have a little fun doing it. We have a number of texts that I'm not going to read all of them on the text line, because, again, it just kind of makes this personal, right? And I don't want it to be personal, caller versus caller. That's just not what I'm looking for. And so I appreciate Gene calling back and keeping it civil and simply, you know, keeping the record straight. She has not touched pepper spray. Remember the group Salt and Peppa?
It wasn't Salt and Pepper.
It wasn't Pepper. It was Peppa. All right, let's try this. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. What say you? Karina, go ahead.
Hi, Todd. Welcome back from your trip.
Thank you. We're up at Baraboo yesterday. But
you know what? It's funny how people, I mean, you know what I'm sick and tired of?
What are you sick and tired
of? Even the fact that there is a Trump who's mumbling and everything else like that. I just don't understand. Why do we have somebody going for presidential seat where we need a half of a country to translate to normal people what he meant?
Right.
Oh, he didn't mean that. He means this.
Right.
So you think I don't understand English? Okay, even if I'm immigrant, I'm capable of understanding that sort of speech. One, and two, Mark, please, for crying out loud, before you're going to step in and say something, can you check your facts?
Right.
Russia never were invited to the NATO.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly. I got
so
you.
It's not even a point to talk about it.
Right. We're up against the clock, Karina, but I always appreciate the call. And Karina's absolutely right. I mean, you know, I'm not picking on any one person right now. I'm just saying in general, these Trump apologists who say, well, he didn't mean this. This is what he meant. It reminds me of abusive relationships where you have people who are abusive and then people around them try, well, you know, he had a tough childhood or, you know, he's gone through a lot. Well, he really didn't mean this. He meant that. That's just, you know, lifting up abusers like Trump, who has been proven in the court of law. 855-752-4842. Lee in beautiful Yuba. Lee, what say you?
Hi, thank you. You've got an interesting program today.
Appreciate it.
First off, the Essen House, I think you're right that Landmark ought to remain. You know, to have rich people downtown when we need other people, there's plenty of spaces to build. But the one thing I wanted to talk about was your previous caller twice ago was talking about the fact that Russia and Putin and Trump and, you know, the misinformation these people spew. And, you know, a relatively intelligent person who just will not recognize facts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, facts are things that are just alien. It reminds me of the alternative facts, and all they are is lies. I mean, right. There are no, it's either fact or it's not fact.
Yeah.
And these people that just ignore facts are just lost. I mean, I don't know. But thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Lee. Always a pleasure. Lee up there, the beautiful burg of Yuba in Richland County, listening on WRCE. Lee brings up a great point, and it's something that we continue to talk about within this network and within this show, is that we are going to be at the Republican National Convention at Fiserv Forum in the middle of July, next month. And how we cover that is critically important. Because, as I said, as a former Republican for 30 years who left the party in 2011, this is unlike any other convention because the nominee is like any, not like any other nominee. 34 felony convictions. That is a fact. A convicted sexual assaulter. That is a fact. You cannot cover a convention the same as you do any other when that's the nominee. More later. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Peter Rapine tomorrow to lighten things up. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Adesarono and Squirt is on the other side, and so is Maggie Dawn. Have a great day.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to a very special Devil's Advocates radio show this Thursday. We'll be both stirring the pot and cooking with gas. Friday Eve, tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.